بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله تعالى وما والاه وعالما أو متعلما رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this world is cursed and all that is in this world is also cursed except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an Islamic scholar and a student. So everything in this world is cursed, this world itself is cursed. What is meant by this? This world is just a vessel. This world is just a medium for a person to reach akhirat. So what is meant by this world is cursed means excessive love for this world. So having excessive love for this world, this is something that is cursed. This is something that will take away a person off his path. His direction and his abode and his destination is Jannat. The thing that will distract him and take him off his path, this thing is known as dunya. This is the thing that will cause a person to forget akhirat. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ad-dunya mal'una, that this world, this dunya is cursed. Mal'unun ma fiha, all the glitter, the glamour, the things of this world that attract a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that is also cursed, except three things: zikr Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is wama walahu, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. In other words, all the things of shariat, all the things of ibadat, all those things, all those actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, these things are excluded, they are not cursed. And the third category Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, aliman o muta'alliman, that person who is an alim, a person who is learned, or the person that is seeking knowledge. He is not an alim himself, but he is seeking knowledge. These categories of people are excluded from the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, one occasion he addressed the people after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they would have been tabi'een, and perhaps some sahaba were also present. This riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, he is giving them advice. He says, Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, that O ulama, qurra in those days were not only the qaris like we know, but people who had knowledge of Quran, they were the ulama of the time. He's giving them beautiful advice. He said, istaqimu, that remain firm, that on the path, on the way, there will be a lot of distractions, lot of distractions, but remain firm on what you're doing. If every day, for example, a person has got a routine of waking up for his salah, whether he's got the routine or he doesn't have the routine, he should be waking up for salah. Every day, don't miss it without fail, doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's cold, whether it's snowing, whether it's raining, a person is fixed. Istaqimu, he's firm. He's hard on himself. He's very firm on himself, on the things of deen. So istaqimu, remain very, very firm. فَقَدْ سَبَقْتُمْ سَبْقًا بَعِيدًا. He's explaining that you people have gone ahead as far as the people behind the concern. So if you're going to go off, وَإِنْ أَخَذْتُمْ يَمِينًا أَوْ شِمَالًا لَقَدْ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. If you people are going to go off, then you're going to go very, very far off. Well, the second explanation ulama give to this is لَقَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ سَبْقًا بَعِيدًا, that you people have been preceded far ahead. In other words, those forerunners have gone very far ahead. Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they've gone very far. Like a person that is running a marathon, and there are people that are very, very far ahead of him. He's got no time to play, to dribble, to stop. If he wants to come out somewhere in that marathon, he has to continue that pace that he's going. He can't just stop and relax and play on his phone. This person has to continue. So he said, لَقَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ سَبْقًا بَعِيدًا. Those that have gone far ahead have gone very far. وَإِنْ أَخَذْتُمْ يَمِينًا أَوْ شِمَالًا. If you're going to be distracted to the right, or you're going to be distracted to the left, you're going to be distracted by the things of this world. لَقَدْ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. You're going to go very, very far away. You're going to be lost very, very far. Something for us, especially in our times and our ages, there's so many distractions. If a person remains firm right up till the day he passes away, how lucky that person is. How fortunate that person is that right up till his last breath, he remained firm on deen. He didn't part this way, he didn't part that way. He was very careful about looking after his time, looking after his wealth, looking after those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was very careful to stay away from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith and we'll terminate. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kharaja fi talab al-ilmi وهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع رواه الترمذي. حضرت انس رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person that comes out seeking knowledge, that person is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. What is meant that he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This person is getting the reward like a mujahid. A mujahid is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the objective that he wants to revive Islam, he wants to defeat shaitan, he wants to sacrifice his life and wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to restrain himself from all the nafs and shahwat and all the carnal desires. So this person that's going out to study deen, he's going out to learn deen, he's also going with the same intention. So this person is also getting the reward, like the reward of a mujahid going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge is such a thing that the more a person learns, the more he goes, it's like an ocean. Person who's been for scuba diving, he'll tell you that the deeper you go in the ocean, the more there is to see, the more beauty there is. So knowledge is such a thing, the more deeper a person goes, there is more and more and more. So a person, the more he goes trying to learn, the more he will learn, but he will never reach the end. Therefore, Khidr alayhi salam, when he was moving with Musa alayhi salam, then they had seen one bird pecking from the water. One sparrow was pecking from the water. Now can you imagine the knowledge of Khidr alayhi salam, the knowledge of Musa alayhi salam? So Khidr alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam that your knowledge and my knowledge put together, your knowledge and my knowledge put together compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not equal even to that water amount in the beak of that sparrow compared to the ocean. That amount of water in the beak of that sparrow compared to the ocean, my knowledge and your knowledge put together is not even equal to that compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Every day we try to learn something. And also one is, as we mentioned, one is that transmission. This is transmission where we listen all the time. The main thing we should try and do is transformation, to change our life. That every day as our life is going, we're getting closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best day of our life becomes the last day of our life. The best moments of our life becomes the last moments of our life. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.